Hello. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 833-JOE-ALEX. What is the number one thing someone can say on a dating app? So let's see here. I'm a little out of the game, Alex, but there's Bumble, Hinge, Tinder, Grindr.
Yeah, there's, what is it, Coffee Meets Bagel or something like that.
Really? Are you making that up?
No, that's a real one. I think
Cracker
that's what it's called.
Cracker Meets Cheese. Okay.
Something like that.
Now, you bring this up because it's what, something you're tired of? It's just like this, when I see this, I'm just so uninterested in the person.
I was talking to somebody who was really interesting. Very interesting job, and they stuck out to me immediately, which is why I swiped right. And so we were chatting, and then he did something, and now, even though he has like such a cool job and an interesting life, I'm like, you know what? Now I don't think I'm going to talk to you again.
What did he say?
He just, and a lot of guys do this, and every single time this happens to me, I just will pretty much ghost them. On the app, anyway.
Did he say, can I come over?
No, but what they do is, they always say something like, why don't you follow me on Instagram? Or, I followed you on Instagram, why haven't you followed me back?
Ew.
And I cannot stand that.
Hold on. Ew, that's a deal breaker? That ends any chance of your future love.
Because that's all they care about. So within only a few little bits of paragraphs of conversation, that's the first thing. It's like all about like, why aren't you following me on Instagram yet? And all these things. Like, because I don't freaking know you, bro. I've barely gotten to know about your job and all this. I don't know anything about you. I'm still trying to get to know you. Here's the thing. I guess some people just like hand out follows or whatever. I do not like to do that because I want my timeline to be people that I actually care about or invested in their life, or it's a celebrity that I'm into or whatever. But I don't just follow every single guy that I match with on Bumble or anything because like we're probably not going to talk in 5 minutes
then
anymore.
Then unfriend them if it doesn't work.
That's
out.
That's awkward. And the thing is I feel like they go and look up my Instagram and then they're like, ooh, like I really want her to follow me. And so it's just like a big deal to them or something. And that just annoys me because I just feel like all they're doing is trying to talk to me for the Instagram follow.
Kind of like, yeah, I get that. The Instagram clout.
Get
almost.
Your clout up.
So now I'm like pretty much, I just haven't responded to him in like a day because that just was such a turnoff to me. And I'm like, oh, because I really wanted to know more about him.
All right, well, it's over with that guy. He's never coming back. Sorry, bud.
Two things that a guy can say that will make me ghost them is one saying, what are you wearing?
Ew.
No. And two.
Khakis.
Yeah.
Sounds terrible.
Khakis and a red polo.
Yep.
And also, hey, beautiful.
If Ew. Their first,
hey, beautiful. That's not a compliment.
If their line is, hey, beautiful, I'm like, we wouldn't just never have anything in common.
I don't understand women. Thank God that my wife has not divorced me yet because I would have never have a shot because I'd probably be like, hi, beautiful.
See, now if we have been talking for a little while and they say that, then I can be like, oh, that's like kind of cute. Like that's definitely probably a line my boyfriend used on me. Like after we had been talking, after we had hung out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's okay. But if that's your first line to me, I'm like, ugh, you're so
cheesy.
I am
okay with a first line being a complimentary on looks, like a compliment on looks. I'm okay with that. So last night I matched with this guy and it was on Bumble. So I had to talk first because girls talk first on that app. And so I said, you are the, because he is. I was like blown away. I said, you are the most beautiful man I've ever seen, full stop.
Oh my.
But I normally will say something creative or funny based on their profile, but he was so freaking gorgeous.
You don't think he knows that? Like,
oh, he does. And
exactly.
So he responded and said, haha, just gassing me up to make Monday better, huh? Or make
see,
my day better,
is
huh?
This is so hypocritical, Alex and Liv, because if a guy said that,
but after that,
like,
I moved on.
Pervert.
After that, we started getting to know each other. It was normal conversation. And we talked
last
night.
That's exactly my point. If you give the guy that chance instead of saying, oh, I'm so turned off that he said that, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539, then there might be a chance because you're going to flip it the other way.
See, someone on Twitter said, if one time a guy on Tinder said WYD as a first line.
What you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Bye. And she said, I did not respond.
I wouldn't either. And if a guy just says, hey, I don't respond to that.
If a guy says, like, sup, 1,000% I'll respond almost 10 out of 10 times.
Gross.
Tanya, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning. What is it for you? What's the one thing someone could say on a dating app? You're like, you know what? I'm no longer interested.
Good morning. So something that I've seen far too often that always makes me swipe left is in the bio on Tinder, I see a lot of guys saying, like, no, I won't be your sugar daddy. And it's just like...
And you're like, why not?
It's just like, I don't know. Are there girls, like, going around on Tinder and asking for this?
You're
it's
talking to two of them.
No, I don't want a sugar daddy.
So all of my boyfriend's roommates, they will absolutely not respond to a girl if they ask how tall they are. They will not respond to a girl if they're like, how tall are you? They will not respond.
Because I ask that a lot.
I think that is so, they're like, this is so stupid. Like, are you, like, and they're tall. Like, all of my boyfriend's roommates are tall. They're like over 6 foot. Mm-hmm. And they're like, if a girl's going to ask me that, like, and that's going to be a deciding factor for her.
Well,
like,
the good news is
deuces.
Bumble and Tinder now puts that on there for people to see.
Do
so they have to answer
you have
it.
To?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
To get, like, they can verify it, right? It doesn't mean you have to. Like, I could say, oh, I'm 6'6", but they may not verify it unless I actually prove it.
You know, to me, it doesn't matter what a person says. Like, they could say anything if I'm very attracted to them.
So that's not the case for me.
If I'm like, ooh, this guy or this girl's super attractive, like, they could be like, hi, I want to come to your house and cook you dinner. And I'd be like, yes, come over.
No,
never.
Absolutely not. It's me. I care more about the content of what they say than the look. So they can be the hottest person in the world, and if they say, hey, beautiful, to me, I'm like, you're probably a douchebag. I'm just going to go ahead and
guess
both. That now.
It has to be a combination of both, and if the content of and the quality of the conversation sucks, then I'm out, because I believe in a thing called text chemistry.
Oh, my God. What is... Hold
text
on.
Chemistry, there, it's a real thing that you have. When you are talking to someone over text and stuff, if you have a certain chemistry as you're communicating, that is a big indicator to me of how we are going to get along in person. There has been only one time that was wrong. We had amazing text chemistry. I met him in person. He took me to his vampire lair house. No lights were on. He had a pillow pet on his bed and and Legos set up on his desk. And he was like my age.
But
that was the only time.
Alex, think of how many things that you might have missed because you didn't have quote unquote text chemistry at the beginning. Text chemistry, and you'll never know now.
See, I think that text chemistry, I believe it's like a real thing, but I think that people can be good at texting, and that definitely says something to me, because if someone's funny and witty,
that's what I'm saying.
Exactly, but that's anyone.
But like, here's the thing, Liv, would you not agree? Let's say that it is more difficult, there may be more of an introverted person, conversation doesn't come easier to them in real life. So if they suck also behind a screen, they're really going to suck in real life.
1,000%. If they suck on a screen when they have time, yes, but I would technically, any guy would probably say that I have text chemistry with them, even because I'm just good at texting and I have time to like put a witty and flirty text together.
But see, like, for example, I think if I was on a date with a girl, I'd have a hell of a lot better chance. And this is real life, actually, even for a job interview. I am better at selling myself in person, one-on-one. Behind the phone, like, that's the first step. I'm going to lose you. Phone interviews, I suck.
Why do you say that?
I just do. I don't know how I got to do this job. I'm just terrible at it, Alex.
Well, what do you do that you feel like is terrible?
I just feel like I'm way awkward than it is. I undersell myself. I, like, for example, even just texting you, you and I aren't having that, but like when I text Alex, I'm like, oh God, what the hell do I say to this girl? Like, just
Why
responding.
Are you like overthinking it that
I
much?
Don't know. I just do. But my point is, though, I might overthink it on the phone or the text message or the email, whatever, the DM, but actually like talking to the person, I think I'd do a decent job. Hmm. I think I might be rare with that, because I feel like some people can talk a big game on their phone, but in person, they suck.
Okay, I will say this. I had an ex in college. I dated him for like 2.5 years on and off. And our texting was like such an issue. And it was always so bad. And I was like, and he didn't get that like we were long distances or we were always super busy. So like sometimes we would have to go a couple days without seeing each other or whatever.
No.
And I'm like, dude, I need something from you.
I would rather cut my arm off with a dull butter knife than date someone that was a crappy texter.
He is the most charismatic person in the world. He is exactly your type, Alex.
Dina, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What is it? You're like, you know what? You say this to me when you hit me up on a dating app. I am totally uninterested.
Hi, guys. I don't like it when the first thing they compliment is your body. Of course, obviously, they could care less about what you have going on except...
What did they say to you? Like, can you give me an example of what they said to you?
I mean, you have no waist. Like, it's just stupid stuff that, you know, I get the physical, but that's not how I approach a guy.
Hold on, wait, let me try, because I think they're saying it wrong. What if I was like... Damn, Dina, look at that body.
That's how, and it's, and you can get it through a text, you can get it posted on social media, and you get it in person, and it's such a turnoff because I'm extremely intelligent. So if this is the first thing you say to me, I literally just, I can't even go past that.
What about this? What if I was like, damn, Dina, you're so smart. You got a big old brain and a big old booty. I wanna meet you. And yeah.
No.
All right, well, as you can see, I'm glad I don't have to date anybody.
Did anyone else say to them, you have the sexiest ear canal, or was that just me?
That would just be you when your mom was cleaning out your Q-tips.